Behind me you can see a barren landscape which is quite empty at the moment. It used to be the main aid centre run by the controversial Gaza Humanitarian Foundation. It's located very close, as you can see, to Netzarim Corridor, and this aid hub has been meant to provide aid services for at least 300,000 Palestinians. We can see now the landscape has quite changed under the current terms of the ceasefire agreement. The foundation itself has dismantled the site here in order to completely deliver the responsibility of delivering aid supplies to the United Nations and its affiliated agencies. And once we were touring here, we found the remnants of the Israeli military munition that used to attack Palestinians who were seeking aid in the site. We can see right now the remnants of sound grenades and few bullets that have been used to shoot people who were trying to reach the site to getting aid. And if you can see there at the other end, people are still moving throughout Salah al-Din Road. This area was marked as an active red zone, and people were forced to cross long distance on foot in order to get their hands on food supplies, especially during the famine spreading period. The way has been very rocky, it's very complicated to get here, and for many Palestinians they have described these sites to be completely death traps. And according to initial medical reports, we are talking about over 2,600 Palestinians have been killed near the controversial Gaza Humanitarian Foundation aid centers, and over 19,000 others were wounded. This mechanism has been really triggering huge level of criticism among international humanitarian actors, describing it to be very humiliating. And for now, there is a huge shift in the policy of delivering aid supplies, as the United Nations will be responsible in cooperation with the International Committee of the Red Cross to deliver much needed humanitarian supplies during the first phase of the ceasefire deal. Tariq Abu Azzoum, Al Jazeera, from Netzarim Corridor and Nuzarat Refugee Camp, Palestine.
In London, tens of thousands of people are rallying in solidarity with Palestinians a day after the ceasefire agreement came into effect. They are marking 2 years since the start of the war in Gaza. Organizers say it's their 32nd demonstration in support of Palestine since October 2023, and police have removed several pro-Israel protesters from that crowd. Al Jazeera's Rory Challens is at one of those protests. What are you seeing? What are you hearing, Rory?
Yeah, Cyril, as we have been hearing from Hani and Tariq there, the ceasefire in Gaza is taking effect, but there has been no cease to the demonstrations here in the UK expressing solidarity with Palestine. 32 of them have been held so far since October 2023, and this has been a huge one. You know, obviously, you can't count these things. The police will give a number perhaps later. Certainly tens and thousands of people out on the streets of London, and they've come from all over the country. They've come down on buses and trains. I've seen banners having the names of Bristol, Cambridge, Abergavenny, Chesterfield, Sheffield. You know, these are cities all over the UK. And it took well over an hour, probably an hour and a half, for all of the protesters to go past me as I was standing stationary. It was on a loop around the Westminster and south of the river as well. At one point, it seemed as if the front of the loop would catch up with the back of the loop. That's how many people there were. I was speaking to plenty of the people who were on the demonstration and asking them whether they were cheering this ceasefire that's going on in Gaza. And they said yes, more or less. But they were certainly skeptical, I think, or at least cautious that the ceasefire would hold for a significant amount of time. They pointed out that ceasefires do collapse. They were worried about the perseverance of Donald Trump, worried about the presence of Tony Blair in the mix. They were basically saying that there's a lot of work still to be done. That's why they have kept on coming out on these demonstrations. They say that, you know, Palestine has a long way to go before it gets any sort of justice. So those are the sort of views that you hear from the people who've been marching today. Now, the police in the UK, the government in the UK, is trying to make it more difficult for these sorts of demonstrations to happen. They want the police to have more powers to basically restrict repeat process, the type of pro-Palestine demonstrations that we've seen week in, week out in the UK for well over a year, coming up to 2 years. At the moment, though, the laws have been unchanged, which means that this protest has carried on as it would have done. You can see thousands and thousands of people out in the streets of London today.
Rory Challens, reporting from central London. Thank you very much, Rory.